Hi, and welcome to another demo from the Vision Australia retail store. And in this demo, I want to take you through a bit of a quick look or a taster of the Sunu band, that's S-U-N-U band, which is the ultrasound mobility device that allows you to detect obstacles, etc., from a wearable on your wrist in conjunction with a mobility cane or guide dog, seeing eye dog, dog guide, etc., etc. All right, so I've currently got the Sunu band in my hand, and like the name implies, it's a band that goes around your wrist. The actual Sunu device itself is rectangular. It sort of reminds me of, in some ways, a bit of a Fitbit. You've got a sort of curved edges at either edge where it sort of slides over the parts of your wrist on either side of your wrist. If we look at the top face of the Sunu band, you've got a touch surface, very much like on a smartphone. If you're holding the Sunu band in your hand, at one end of the Sunu band, you'll feel almost like a round metal microphone type thing with a mesh front. And that's actually the sonar sensor that sends out the ultrasounds that then bounces back and causes the Sunu band to vibrate. So that's the part that when you put it on the wrist has to be on the side of where your thumb is. And then if you take your finger to the other end of the top of the Sunu band, you'll find an indent. And that's actually the tactile logo for the Sunu band itself. If I turn the Sunu band over, so I've still got the sonar sensor facing towards me. On the opposite end underneath, you'll feel a little rectangular slot. And that's the slot where you plug in the micro USB cable to charge the Sunu band itself. And of course, then on either end of the Sunu band, you have a rubber watch type band that of course does up via a pin and clip system. So we turn it back over, and with the sonar unit facing towards us, if you feel on the right hand side of the Sunu band going from the front right back to the back left on that side, the front button, which has got a slight tactile surface, that's called your home button, and the one on the far left at the back right hand side is your navigation button. Of course, when you press the navigation button, it puts it into the either indoor or outdoor navigation mode, which I'll get into in a minute, or if you hold it in, it'll perform a find phone function, and it'll cause your phone that you've got the Sunu band connected to play a sound so you can find your phone. All right, so that's enough chit-chat for the moment. Of course, what I've actually done already is I've installed the Sunu band app on, in this case, my iPhone. I've turned on the voice app that's in the Sunu app application itself so you can hear what it's doing. So I'm just going to take you through a few basic features, and then you can read more about the Sunu band on the web as well. So I'm just going to pop it on my wrist. Remember I said that the sonar sensor has to be in line with your thumb, because when you put your hand down beside you, the sonar sensor is going to be facing forward in the direction of line that you're traveling. All right, so I've got it on now. So what I'm going to do now, and keep in mind again, I've got the voice app installed or running or activated on the Sunu app. So if I press the home button,
home.
Okay, that's the Sunu band now talking through the app on my iPhone. So that's the home button. If I press the navigation button,
sonar. Indoor sonar mode.
Okay, it tells me I'm currently in the indoor sonar mode and my Sunu band's currently vibrating. So if I go back and press home again.
Home.
Okay, I'm back into home. And if I hold in the home button, one Mississippi.
Voice off.
Two Mississippi, roughly. I've turned off the voice, if you like, assistant, if I don't want it talking all the time. So again, I'm going to turn it back on again by holding that home button again. One, two,
voice on.
And I'll turn voice back on again. If I come over to the navigation button and I hold the navigation button in, have a listen what happens. Okay, you can hear it playing the sound on my iPhone. That's the find phone function. So to stop it, I'm going to press the home button.
Home.
Okay, and it stops the find my phone function. Whilst we're still in home, if I flick or do a gesture away from the sonar sensor, so I flick away from my body because I'm holding my wrist in front of me, the sonar's closest to me. If I flick away on the top surface,
32 minutes.
That actually gives me the time spoken and vibration. So if I do it again,
32 minutes.
What I got vibration pattern wise, I had 3 short pulses followed by 2 short pulses for the minute. So I do it again.
33 minutes.
So again, 3 short pulses, a pause, another 3 short pulses. If I flick back towards me,
13 hours.
So 13 hours was just
13 hours.
One vibration because it's basically 1 o'clock. So that's the way you can get the time. And of course, if I didn't have the voice app running on my iPhone, that would be completely silent, of course. That's the home function for the time on the touch surface. If I press the navigation button, so back
to the indoor sonar mode.
It says indoor sonar mode. Now, if I again flick away from me from the sonar unit, so flicking away towards that tactile logo.
Outdoor sonar mode.
I've now got the outdoor sonar mode going. If I flick back to my body, so flick in towards the sonar unit.
Indoor sonar mode.
We've now got the indoor sonar mode. So when, of course, it detects an object, the closest you get to it, the faster it's going to vibrate, and eventually it'll do a continuous vibration, and then you're basically within arm's reach of the object. If I flick away.
Outdoor sonar mode.
To outdoor sonar mode, and the same idea again. As it detects an object, it'll start vibrating faster and faster to a continuous vibration, and then I can literally put out my hand and touch the object that I'm nearby. Within the sonar app itself, which I'll go through in a tick, you can change the distance of the indoor and outdoor sonar mode. You can also change the intensity of the vibration as well for your own personal use. Right, so I'm going to put myself back in the home mode. Because before I just show you a quick demo of the app, if I press the home button twice, so I'm going to press the button in twice, 1, 2.
Menu, phone finder app, to start double tap. Menu.
So to start it said double tap for the phone finder. So if I double tap on it.
Entering, phone finder app.
Okay, it's playing a tweet on my iPhone. I press the home button again to stop it.
Home.
Okay, so I'm going to go into the home menu again. So I'm going to press that home button twice again.
Menu, phone finder app, okay. To start double tap.
And I'm going to flick, doesn't really matter which way you flick. If I flick away or towards me, it'll still cycle around. So I'm going to flick away from me.
Compass app, to start double tap.
Now I'm on the compass. So if I double tap on the compass, entering, I've already calibrated northwest. This in the calibration app inside the Cineband app. If I turn around.
South. Northwest. West. Southeast.
Okay, so as I'm turning, southeast. It's also reading out the compass locations as well. And of course, when you initially set this up, you just press the home button.
Home.
When you're initially setting this up, it's going to ask you to calibrate the Cineband. So basically, you turn it around, put it up and down, dance around with it, whatever you want to do with it, just to get to fill in the 100%, so it knows the Cineband's been calibrated. All right, so let me press the menu again twice, on the home button.
Menu, phone finder app, compass app. Place Finder app.
Now the Place
to start
Finder
double
app
tap.
Is really cool. This is basically a navigation app for the Suno Band. So again, you can go in Place Finder in the Suno app itself, and you can actually set what places you want to be able to track within a particular distance of the Suno Band so that you can navigate to it. So really, really cool. If I tap on that now, double tap.
Entering Place Finder app.
Okay, and I'm going to flick through, and it's just vibrated on my wrist.
Cafe, Red Mango Cafe, train station.
Okay, so
Parramatta.
Train station is Parramatta. If I double tap on that now, it would literally start giving me directions on to my local station here at Parramatta. All right, so I'm going to get 11.
Parramatta.
Home button again.
Home.
Okay, so they're basically the 3 things: find phone, compass, and the place finder. You'll notice in the Cineband app itself, there's also an alarm app. And you've also got a pedometer app. So this thing will also count your steps. And again, you can set target steps up to 20,000 steps. So you can see your activity when you're wearing the Cineband. All right, so that's enough for the Cineband itself at the moment. If I grab my phone, I'm just gonna give you a quick demo on
1:38 p.m.
what the app it sounds like.
Suno app, dashboard, tab, 1 of 3.
Okay, so we're now in the Suno app. And to launch it, you can just say, "Hey Siri, open Suno app." So down the bottom, we've got
dashboard tab, 1 of 3.
Dashboard tab.
Selected apps.
Apps tab, which is currently
two of
selected.
Three. More tab,
and a more button, which takes you into an interactive tutorial and some help information to contact the Sooner Band folks. If I go to the top of the screen, because we're currently in the Sooner app section, all the apps that support the Sooner Band.
Sooner apps, heading.
If I flick to the right,
time app,
we've got
button.
The time app,
alarms app,
app for setting an alarm,
obstacle detection app,
obstacle button. Detection app. Now in there, that's when you can set the indoor, outdoor navigation.
Gestures app. Button.
Now, the gestures app button is not the gestures as such on the Sooner Band itself. It's actually for certain other custom gestures. So if I double tap on that, flick to the right.
Gestures. Use the switches below to switch on or off the gestures used in the Sooner Band.
Okay, so extra custom gestures if you like. So if I flick to the right.
Empty list. To use this gesture, lift your hand up and put Sooner parallel to the horizon. This will automatically turn off Sooner Band. Detect hand in rest position. Switch button. On.
Okay, so I've currently got mine turned on.
Double tap to toggle setting. Double tap quick on off. To use this gesture, put your hand to the side of your lap and tap your lap twice while using Sooner. Double tap quick on off. Switch button. On.
And that's another button to turn it on and off. So let me just
back,
tap on back.
Back. Back. Button. Back.
Come back again.
Haptics app. Button.
Haptics app to adjust the strength of the haptic feedback that the band's giving you when it detects an object.
Voice service app. Button.
Now the voice service app, that's what I've been using to actually allow the app to speak through my iPhone when I'm actually using the physical Sooner Band itself.
Voice service app switch. Switch button.
And there's the button to turn it on and off.
Sooner Band calibration.
That's the Sooner Band calibration. Now that's what effectively you've got to do, in particular if you want to use the place finder for navigation or the compass.
Place Finder app.
There's a Place
button.
Finder app button.
Place Finder app switch.
That's the
switch
button to turn it
off.
On and off. If you go into the Place Finder
double
app
tap
button,
to toggle setting.
That's where you can set what types of points of interest you want the what's around you to find when you're navigating.
Sooner Band compass.
Sooner Band compass is the one, again, I said you had to calibrate that to use the compass.
Pedometer. Button.
Pedometer.
Dashboard.
And then we're back
tab.
Down to dashboard. So
one
let me
three.
Just go back to the top.
Sooner app. Time app. Alarms app, obstacle detection
and
app.
Let me go into the obstacle detection app because, as I said, this is where you set the parameters for the indoor outdoor navigation.
Obstacle back.
If I flick to the right,
Sonar range and sensitivity.
Sonar range and sensitivity.
Unit system.
Unit system.
Selected.
So
meters.
I've selected meters,
button.
Or you can choose
one of two feet.
Feet.
Button.
So back to the left.
Select unit system. Sonar range and sensitivity. Button.
So let me double tap on Sonar range and sensitivity.
Sonar range back.
And
button.
I'm going to flick to the right again.
Select Sonar mode. Indoor. Short
so
range.
Select
button.
Indoor mode. Remember, the indoor mode was when you're flicking towards the sonar.
Outdoor.
Outdoor
long
was
range.
When you're flicking
button.
Away. So let's go
indoor.
Back to indoor.
Short
I won't do
indoor.
Both of them. We'll just do
back.
Indoor.
Button.
If I flick to the right.
Sonar mode. Range.
Range.
1.5 meters.
1.5 meters.
26%.
So if I flick
adjustable.
Back.
Adjustable. 0.5 meters.
We can go down to 0.5 meters if I flick back up.
5.0 meters.
We can go up to 5.0 meters, which is basically the same settings that you get for both the indoor and the outdoor navigation. So I'm just going to flick on
sensitivity
to the right.
Level 4 restore default.
And just put back on restore default.
Level sensitivity. Level 4 intense 1.5 meters.
Okay,
26%.
So 1.5 meters is the default.
Sensitivity.
Sensitivity.
Level 4 intensity.
Is level
44%.
4 intensity. So what they normally
adjustable.
Suggest is that for indoor
swipe
navigation,
with
you have a lower sensitivity, and for outdoor navigation, you have a higher sensitivity. Higher sensitivity meaning, in particular for outdoor navigation, it's going to pick up things like post, poles, sort of very thin objects. Whereas in indoor navigation mode, you don't need the intensity very high because primarily what you're looking for is gaps, such as doorways, in between chairs, benches, all that sort of stuff. So the rule of thumb is high intensity for outdoor, low intensity. But again, you can flick up and down to change these sensitivity settings, as well as the length of the indoor navigation beam of hitting an object. So let me just
back,
tap on back.
Back, back, button, back.
Come back again.
Sooner apps. More.
It's
tab.
The more
selected.
Tab down the bottom.
More. Heading. My profile.
So you've
button.
Got my profile button.
Interactive guides.
Interactive
button.
Guides.
Help.
Help,
button.
Which is emailing Sooner.
Dashboard.
And back down to dashboard. So if you want it, activate an interactive guide about how to actually use the Cineband and the buttons that will actually take you through it.
But just let me quickly show you the dashboard, because we haven't done that one yet.
Selected. Dashboard.
I go to the top.
Tab. Dashboard. Heading.
And I flick to the right.
My Cineband. 72% charge.
Okay, so that's button. The battery strength of the Cineband. If it wasn't charged, sorry, if it wasn't connected, it would say disconnected. This will give you a charging state. They say around about 4 hours for a complete charge, and then it'll last around about 12 hours of use.
Obstacle detection app.
And then
button.
Here we've got all the most of the apps, not all of them. So obstacle detection app.
Haptics intensity.
Haptics intensity.
High.
Can I tell you that's high?
Voice service app.
Voice
button.
Service app.
Selected. Dashboard.
And
tab.
Back down
one
to the
of
dashboard.
Three.
My phone down. So of course when you go to navigate, you press the navigation button on the Cineband. That's the back right hand one with no tactile on it.
Sonar. Outdoor sonar mode.
And because I'm inside, I'm going to flick back towards me.
Indoor sonar mode.
Put my hand next to my thigh and then off I go.
It'll do me for this demonstration of the Cineband from the retail store at Vision Australia. If you'd like more information on it, please contact the Vision Australia retail store on 1300 847 466. You can email us at visionstore@visionaustralia.org. You can look at our online shop, which is http://shop.visionaustralia.org, and you'll be able to see a full description of the Cineband on the website. And of course, if you search for Cineband online manual, you can also get to some online content of the Cineband as well. But anyway, as I always say in my podcast, as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.